Well, the high Hampton and authentic Southern cooking is the topic of Bonnie Neely's Rediscovering America article. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Roy.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, and it's wonderful to talk to you again.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I'm sitting here in beautiful, sunny Florida, and the weather is just absolutely gorgeous. I hope it's the same where you are.
Yes, we have beautiful weather today in Texas, but we've had too much pretty weather. We need some rain.
Yeah, we had a fair amount here, but it dries up real quick when the winter starts coming.
Yes, you have a good program today. I'm enjoying listening to it.
Well, we have a few technical difficulties, which I hope isn't too obvious from your side, but our sound keeps cutting out on us every now and then, so we try to keep the pace going. And what's interesting is that the High Hampton. Tell us about that.
Well, it's one of my very favorite places. I am from South Carolina, and it's just about an hour from where I grew up. So, of course, I'm partial to the landscape, but it is just a wonderful place to know about. And to be honest, the first time I went there, my mother took me and my sister, and we got there, and we thought, oh, this looks so boring. What are we going to do? Because we both have type A personalities and are busy all the time, but... It didn't take but an hour or two to learn how to relax in this beautiful mountain setting in the woods. It's a beautiful lodge that has been listed as one of 100 best family resorts in North America, and it's listed by Child's Magazine as one of the 60 best family-friendly resorts, and it's also on the National Historic Register of Historic Places.
And it's called the High Hampton Inn.
And it's in Cashiers, North Carolina.
Right, okay.
And it's about an hour from Asheville, North Carolina, or Greenville, South Carolina, if you're flying in. Those are the closest airports. And then the beautiful mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains, and they specialize in southern cooking and southern hospitality.
Which is interesting, because of all the other amenities around it, the food seems to be their draw factor.
It's one of their main ones. It certainly is. This property belonged to General Wade Hampton in the early 1800s. It was his hunting lodge. And then his niece had it, and she was married to the first surgeon who ever used gloves or anesthesia, and he practiced at Johns Hopkins. But for the last three generations, it has been owned as a resort by the Will McKee family, and the third Will McKee is managing it today. And he's a real on-hand, hands-on, you know, friendly face in the lodge, familiar at all times. He takes his meals there, he and his wife Becky. And, in fact, he grew up on the property and met Becky there. So they are they're wonderful managers and owners. And the kitchen is run by Neil Kleinschmidt, who is quite young. He's just 29, but, oh, is he capable. He runs a wonderful kitchen and has the most wonderful meals you can imagine, with long buffets of anything you can imagine. And the breakfast and lunches are casual, but the evening meal is dressed for dinner in the old Southern style.
What was also interesting is that it's near the Southwest Community College, and I guess they have a... they have a specific program there for people in the tourism business.
Yes, they do. Cashiers is a very small town, and they didn't have enough people to draw on for their service help and for managing the kitchen. And so they began to recruit international students. And so they come primarily for the summer months, and they have to, all of them that I spoke with, and I believe it is a requirement that they are in hotel management or in school for hospitality or hotel management, so they're already well trained when they get there. And many of them continue their studies at the nearby college and stay for two summers instead of one if their visas permit. And this year, for the first time, High Hampton will be open all winter. They usually have, in former years, have closed after Thanksgiving. But this year, they are holding their newly refurbished and redecorated lodge guest rooms open for the winter, which is a plus for the many families. I was amazed to learn that they have as many as five generations who have rebooked the same room or the same cabin year after year after year.
What a wonderful message that is.
Huh? Isn't that incredible?
That's wonderful.
And I met a man, an 85-year-old man, who was there to play golf, and he's been coming twice a year for over 50 years.
And there are no phones, TVs in the room, or
right,
air conditioning for that matter.
Right, they don't need air conditioning. They're fans, but it's cool mountain air, and you just really don't need the air conditioning. But there's a fireplace in the cabins or a fireplace in the main lodge for those who are staying in the guest rooms. And just a really cozy, homey atmosphere, and you just feel like you're part of a big family when you're there. Everybody's so friendly. They have evening entertainment around this four-sided stone fireplace that's over 100 years old, or nearly 100 years old, I should say, because the lodge burned in the late 1920s and was rebuilt and reopened in 1933 and has been running ever since.
And you say it's very important to make reservations well in advance for the season, which is June to August. And
yes, because about 70% of their population, they can accommodate 350 people, and about 70% of them, as they're checking out, rebook for the next year, which is an amazing accomplishment.
Sure is.
In today's world.
I know a lot of hotels would like to be able to make that statement.
Oh, yes. Their Thanksgiving festivities are an enormous celebration, like one big family, and people have been reserving the same tables for year after year, but they do have some openings. And they have golf and tennis and boating and hiking and a beautiful lake with wonderful fishing. And one thing that was so appealing is they have an enormous, I couldn't tell you how many football fields long, rows of dahlias that you can go and cut for your room. They give you the scissors and encourage you to go and have fresh cut flowers for your room. And that's really fun to do.
And you're saying that they have exercise classes and all of that, the trainers
there.
Yes,
they have a new fitness center that
right.
is just beautiful, and spa, so you have many, many wonderful services there and excellent professionals that are operating it. And they have exercise classes and manicures, pedicures, all kinds of massages and treatments, and then all kinds of excellent exercise equipment, too.
But you stop short of going to the climbing tower.
Yes, I was just going to say the kids will love the climbing tower, but I decided I was a little bit too weak in the muscles for that. But it's a great chimney climbing tower outdoors. Beautiful hiking trails through the woods, and this time of year it's just gorgeous with the leaves.
And what's interesting, you say that their children's activity or kid activities go back to the 1940s, so they were in on that, you know, very early in the game.
Right, they were one of the very first resorts to offer activities for children so that the parents could have some alone time. And Noah's Ark is the place they have it, and it's a lovely play area with well staffed and lots of interesting activities for kids of all ages and for teenagers as well. I mean, of course, they don't stay with the little kids, but lots of different activities so that parents can go off and do their thing and then meet back at dinner or lunch or whatever. It's very excellent. And then in the mid-afternoon, you must go for their complimentary fresh cookies, freshly baked cookies and tea served by Miss Charlotte, who she serves in the old Southern tradition, but in casual style, casual dress. And she has been an institution here for over a decade, and she's in her 80s, but she is a charming hostess.
And you say if you do decide to do one of these hiking treks or one of the outdoor activities that are away from the hotel, that they will make up a picnic lunch for you.
Yes, and we tested it. We did that, and the box lunches are just wonderful. Each one is enough for two people, it seemed, and just delicious. Their food service, I mean, all of their foods are just fantastic. But my favorite, of course, is fried chicken because I grew up in the South and they have a very special recipe.
Can't miss the fried chicken, that's right.
Yes, and their cream of peanut soup is also one of their signature specialties, and their desserts are just incredible.
But what's also important that you mention in your article that they do have special menus for people who have special needs.
Yes, I was so amazed. If you call 24 hours before and give them your dietary needs, they will help you meal plan and do whatever you need, from special allergies that are extreme to vegan to whatever you need, diabetes, anything. and they really work with you and use special ingredients and whatever you need.
And they also do catering as well, I understand.
They do catering. They were doing a huge wedding when the day after I left, and I couldn't imagine how casual they were about it. I would have been a basket case. that particular bride, there had been two or three generations married on the property because they had pretty much grown up vacationing there. I thought that was such a lovely idea. And they had big rocking chairs on the porch that you can just sit and gaze at these centuries-old trees that are just magnificent. Some of them are listed in the registry for the biggest trees of their species. And and they have a lovely bar downstairs that overlooks the lake, and where you can eat, be served inside or out. And it's just a wonderful place to know about and to visit anytime you have the chance.
Well, you also say that they rent guest houses, and
I'm not sure about renting them. I know that they are selling some of the lots
the property, yes.
Back in the woods and along the golf course.
Right.
So I don't know if the... I believe they do have guest houses to rent. Yes, they do. I'm correct.
But you can purchase a lot and build a home if you want.
Right. I think so many people love coming there year after year, they just decided it was home, and they decided to start selling some of the property for that. But the houses are well hidden and private. They certainly don't infringe on the resort, and the resort doesn't bother the people there either. The little town of Cashers nearby, just I think it's 7 miles away, has great shopping. The unique handmade items that you don't find many places today. And it's just a lovely little town and can accommodate you for any needs as well.
And so you would very well recommend that someone become a Highhampton permanent resident.
Oh, definitely. I would like to be able to do it myself because it is such a beautiful place and so well managed and well run. And the people who live there can eat there too. You don't have to stay at the inn in order to eat. You can eat in the dining room.
Super, Bonnie. For those that are listening, you can go to that are not listening on the web. You can go to ttrn.com when you have a moment click on Rediscovering America, and you'll find Bonnie's article there, and you can get a lot more information. And there's some, as usual with all our articles, there's some lovely photos. Bonnie, thanks very much. Always a pleasure, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much, and I hope your listeners will also go to realtraveladventures.com.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Okay, pleasure, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.